And so we have to address this issue squarely. We cannot just be wishing and hoping, which is why I'm suggesting that if we have a vision that we're moving towards with values that say we support each other, we help each other. If you're getting drunk all the time and encouraging people to get high with you, excuse me, that's not having the long-term goal in mind. You can do that on your own time. But this is serious business. This is serious business. And that is a key tactic of the agent provocateurs. Get them high, distract them. So it is only a few who are going to be really serious about this. And you'll know they're serious when they don't try to create dissension. And you could say, okay, well, we don't know that that person is trying. They just have trouble. They're problems. And we got to help each other, blah, blah, blah. So it is about prioritization, that if someone is causing dissension, I'm afraid there has to be an assumption made. There certainly is an obvious truth there that they are not helping us build a movement toward good fellowship and reverence for the earth, which is our own bodies. So we're going to have to begin these conversations. It's a long one.
And then we have to, as a community, throw them in the bay. They got to go. We gotta get mafia with it.
No, it is that shunning process that always works so well in African villages. You know, they didn't. I'm not recommending a shunning process. I am recommending staying focused on the goal. So it doesn't matter if somebody is trying to pull you into all that great weed. Excuse me, I got this other thing I gotta do. And if we stay focused, if we know what we want, if we know how the system has supported itself, somebody trying to obviously today encourage you to buy a cache of weapons, you know, no one is going to fall for that. That's too blatant and obvious.
Well, it's more about the, you know, the drugs and the, I think that was a big one in the Occupy movement, is that, and, you know, police brutality.
Right. And you can pay individuals, whether they're agents,
violence,
whether they're agents of state, mm-hmm, or, you know, whatever, agents of the shadow state. See, that's the problem with a wage system, among other things. You can pay people to do anything. It is only free, based on free people, that we can go on, move on beyond power. And so, keeping your eyes on the prize is a powerful expression, but we have to have a prize. And once we have a prize, if we know what our values are, then of course violence is not part of this world we want. And if somebody's engaged in violence, I would just assume that's an agent, really, truly. But it doesn't matter about proof. It doesn't matter about trying to make people to target or shun or punish. That's not our business. Our business is manifesting the future. We cannot control what they do. That's just the truth. They have the power to take people out. Yes, they do. All we have is the power of the earth. That's what a woman told me yesterday. She said, you just have to know that the earth is wanting this as much as you. That those of us who have reverence for the earth, who have that as our primary allegiance, are the vast, vast majority. And so they cannot take out everybody. And I'm not, I mean, this sounds too, I don't want folks to feel that this is not a joyous project we're embarking on. Far from it. Far from it. Coercion is something they have to not use in order to keep hidden. That's the kind of thing they target: people who have no resources. They target Black youth who are vulnerable and alone, or the homeless. Cowardly acts is what I think they primarily try to do.